Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Father, we thank you, O God, for the privilege to come into your presence. Thank you that we can come to feed upon your holy written word, O God, to hear from heaven, to hear your word that takes us from glory to glory. That takes us, oh God, and brings us and shows us what you have really done for us and what is available unto us. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you that we are alive to see this day. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians 1, 18. Ephesians 1, 18. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Yeah, it's on the script, on the screen up as well. Ephesians 1, 18. Thank you, Rob. Ephesians 1, 18. This is the Apostle Paul praying for the church at Ephesus. He says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And it's not on, but let's continue to read down. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. He's saying that he wants the eyes of the understanding to be enlightened. Or another translation says that the eyes of their heart being flooded with light. What does he want them to know? That they may know. You see, it's very important for us to know what happened in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that what is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. He is saying that he wants the church to know the exceeding greatness of his power that was exercised in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only know that, but know that that power is already toward us who believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice exceeding greatness. The greatest exercise of God's power took place when the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And thank God that that power is already toward us who believe. That is good news. Hallelujah. So with all that is going on, we thank God that his power is already toward us who believe. He said that we may know. He wants us to know exactly. He wants it to be revelation to us, the resurrection power that was used to raise him from the dead, and know that that power is already toward us. Hallelujah. And he says the same thing to the church at the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Philippians 3:10. Thank you, Lord. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See that? He says, not only do I want to know him, but I want to know the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Hallelujah. That I That should be our heart cry. We want to know the Master. We want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That I may know Him. That you may know Him. And the power of His resurrection. The power of His resurrection. Encountering that power in our daily walk. Encountering that power. Knowing Him and knowing His power. That is exactly the same thing that he was saying to the church at Ephesus. He says that they may know the exceeding greatness of his power that was exercised when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And not only know that power is already toward you if you are a believer. Hallelujah. So many times you may feel powerless in yourself. But no, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the first point I want you to see is that power is already towards you. And God wants you to know that power in reality in your life. To know the Lord Jesus Christ and to know His power. Hallelujah. That should be our prayer. That should be our cry. Even as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to know your resurrection power. Open my eyes to see your power at work in my life. Open my eyes to know you and to experience that power that was exercised in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says the exceeding greatness of his power is toward us who believe. Hallelujah. If you are a believer this morning, it is good news. It is good news that power is already towards you. It's already towards you. He is risen. He is risen. He is alive. And that power that raised him from the dead has not lost any of its power. That power is toward us who believe. Who believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That power, I pray, will be made manifest in your life today. I pray that power will be made manifest in your life today. To know that power, to know Him, and to know His power in reality in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The enemy endeavors to block our access to that light and to that revelation. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says that the God of this world has blinded the minds. Let's turn over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That is what the enemy endeavors to block our access to light. Because when he knows, like the apostle was praying for the church, when the eyes of our heart is flooded with light, and we know the resurrection power, and we walk in the fullness of that, we will walk in the dominion that God gave to Adam and Eve, and which they lost, and which Jesus Christ came to restore back to us. We will walk in that dominion and walk in the fullness of it. But thanks be to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is light available. And as we continually pray that prayer, that the eyes of our understanding be flooded with light, our eyes will continue to be open. Our eyes will continue to see what Jesus Christ has done for us, what he has purchased for us. And so this morning, I pray in Jesus' name that your eyes will be open to see the exceeding greatness of his power, that it is already towards you. I pray that always for the church as well, for us. He is alive. He is alive. And then the second thing I want you to know this morning is that resurrection establishes, it gives us a supernatural change of position. We were once in the kingdom of darkness. We were once dominated by darkness. But by virtue of Jesus Christ resurrecting from the dead, we have come into a new position in the kingdom of God. He's raised us up. We see that as well. He's changed our position as well in the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 24, verse 5 to 6. Luke 24, 5 to 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 24, 5 to 6. Let's look at the scripture regarding his resurrection. Luke 24, 5 to 6. Then it says, then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to him, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the risen Savior among the dead? Jesus said, because I live, you will also live. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? So because he lives, now we also live. Why are you looking for the one who was made sickness for us among the sick folks? Why are you looking for the one who was buried, crucified? Why are you looking for him here? He's not here. Continue reading. Verse 6 says that he's not here. Aren't you glad? But it's risen. Hallelujah. He's not in the grave anymore. He's not in the grave anymore. He is risen. He is risen. He is not in the grave anymore. And by virtue, when that happened, he established for us a change supernaturally for us as well. We are not dead anymore. We are alive because he is alive. We are in the kingdom of God because he brought us into the kingdom of God. We have come into the kingdom of God because he made it so. He is not dead. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the triumphant among the defeated? Why are you looking for the sick among the healed? Once he was resurrected, all that he did for us was made available to us. He gives us a supernatural change of position. Why are you looking for the strong among the weak? Why are you looking for the risen one among the dead? No, he is risen. He is not here. I can preach on that for a very long time. He is not in the grave anymore. Hallelujah. He is risen. That is good news. And so because he did that, we have come into the kingdom of God. And we can walk in that resurrection power that is already towards us. Hallelujah. The resurrection, the benefit of the resurrection for us is we, by virtue of he being resurrected, are translated into the kingdom of God. We have come supernaturally into the kingdom of God. That's my next point. We have, by virtue of the resurrection, we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 1, 13. Notice, he says, Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us, not going to, notice that, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. By virtue of his resurrection, we that have been a believer have been translated. As this version says, we have been conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. One was a kingdom of darkness. The other is the kingdom of the Son of his love. The other is a kingdom of love. It's a kingdom where we are in the family of God, where we have God as our Father, where we have the risen Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. And so by virtue of his resurrection, there is a translation. Hallelujah. This morning, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Darkness represents everything that the kingdom of the devil represents. Love represents everything that the kingdom of God is about. Hallelujah. You have shifted camps. You have been translated. You have been conveyed. And you have come into the kingdom of God. Thank God that he resurrected to make this available for us. Hallelujah. That is good news. I get excited just talking about it. Just thinking about it. Thinking about it. Translated, conveyed from one kingdom into another kingdom because of the resurrection. He's brought us into a kingdom of the Son of his light, into a kingdom of light where we can have access because of his presence in us through the Holy Spirit. We can have access to light in his word. We can have access to what he is teaching us, so we can walk in whatever he purchased for us to walk in. Hallelujah. By virtue of the resurrection, there is a translation. There is a conveyance from one kingdom to the other. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. We have been brought into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The Son of his love. Love that went the limit for us. The Bible says that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet in the world, while we were out there doing everything that we could do to run away from God, love had already made a plan to bring us back to himself. The kingdom of the Son of his love. The kingdom of the Son of his love. He came, he loved us so much to give us his Son. How he desires to pour out his love upon us in ways that we can not even think about or imagine. Ways that he's looking for every opportunity to shower his love upon us. He did the best in his Son. And now he continually, we walk as he told us to, but he continually looks for opportunities to shower his love upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isn't that marvelous? It is so marvelous. It is so wonderful to be in the kingdom of God. To be in the kingdom of God. The whole kingdom is different from the kingdom of darkness. It has its way of functioning. And we just learn how to function in that kingdom. How to walk in that love that he has given us. How to walk in everything that he has purchased for us. And enjoy the purchased redemption that he did for us. Into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Hallelujah. You are the kingdom of God this morning. And if you are not, you can make that decision when we come to the end as well. To be part. To be conveyed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Another thing that the resurrection does for us is the resurrection turns our filthiness into his holiness. It turns our filthiness into his holiness. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. Another benefit of the resurrection. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, and declared to be the Son of God with power. There's that word power again. Declared to be the Son of God with power. According to the spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. By the resurrection from the dead. Declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. we can partake of that holiness. We can partake of what he has done for us by the resurrection from the dead. Everything in our life that doesn't look like the kingdom of God, that doesn't look like Christ, by him being resurrected from the dead, we can partake of that holiness. This morning, anything in your life that doesn't look like the kingdom of God, anything in your life that even you think about and you say, God, I wish this situation was different. I wish this need in my life was different. I pray that you would turn this circumstance around. Anything in your life that doesn't look like the kingdom of God, by virtue of his resurrection and the spirit of holiness, maybe there's something in your life. You said, I want to get rid of all this and serve God and dedicate my life to him. Declare to be the Son of God with power. With power by the resurrection from the dead. And by that resurrection, we can crucify or mortify the deeds of the flesh that will endeavor to hinder us from our walk with God. We can mortify those things and put it away so we can faithfully serve God. Declare to be the Son of God with power. By that resurrection power this morning, I declare in the name of Jesus that your life, that power will be made manifest in your life. Anything in your life that is unlike the kingdom of God, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, an end to that. An end to that. In Jesus' mighty name, declare to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. The spirit of holiness. Holiness. Walking in the very holiness of Christ as much as we can. As his ability has made it possible for us to walk in that holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:13 continues to talk about the fact that, let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 8 and verse 13. It says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. By the same Spirit of holiness, we can put to death anything. When he died for us. So by the Spirit of holiness, or by the Spirit of God, we can put to death any deeds of the body that will endeavor to hinder us from walking in this resurrection power, or from encountering this power that has been made available to us. By the Spirit of God, if we walk in the flesh, we will die. But we know that if by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. We will walk in that resurrection power. We will walk in that resurrection life. We will walk in the fullness of that resurrection life in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, by the resurrection power, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you walk in the fullness of that resurrection life and that resurrection power. Nothing hinders you from walking in that resurrection power and in that life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And then one thing also, another thing, another benefit of the resurrection is that in Romans chapter 8, just where we were, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, just a few verses up. Just a few verses up. It says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells in you. Who raised Jesus from the dead? He says, but if the Spirit of him, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, will also give life to our mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit will give life to our mortal body. That life will drive out every sickness in our mortal body. That life will make us strong and healthy so we can walk and fulfill His plan for our life. That same Spirit that exercised the greatest power of God in raising up Jesus Christ from the dead now dwells in us, He says. And by virtue, He being in us, He will raise Christ from the dead. He will raise Christ from the dead. Will also give life, life, life. That resurrection life will also give life to our mortal bodies. This morning, that resurrection life is available. Hallelujah. This morning, that resurrection life is available. If you are a believer, if you are a Christian, that life is already in you. The Holy Spirit is already in you, and He's saying that He will quicken. He will give life also to your mortal bodies. That's another benefit of the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm just talking about it. The same Spirit. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you this morning. And that same Spirit will also give life to your mortal bodies. He does that for us. It is available to us because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Giving life, the very life of Christ made manifest in our flesh, in our bodies. Hallelujah. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that that life is made. Your body is quickened by that life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is one of the benefits of the resurrection. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then another one also is He turns our defeat to triumph. He turns our defeat to triumph. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. The resurrection turns our defeat to triumph. Your defeat to triumph. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at what the Bible says. It says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle over them, of them, triumphing over them in it, triumphing over these principalities and powers in His resurrection. Ephesians, remember we had read that earlier on. He triumphed over these principalities and powers, and that victory was our victory. That victory over these principalities was our victory as well. He turned our defeat into triumph. We were defeated. We were under the dominion of darkness like we read before. But Jesus Christ disarmed. Means that when in the army, when they disarmed the army, He disarmed these principalities and powers. He took their arms from them. Disarmed principalities and powers, made a public spectacle over them, triumphing over them in it. And that victory over these principalities and powers, He gave us that victory as well. Hallelujah. He gave us that victory by virtue of us, of Him resurrecting and turning our defeat into triumph. This morning, anything in your life that looks like defeat, thank God, the champion of champions, our captain, has triumphed. And so I declare anything in your life that looks like defeat be turned into triumph in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He disarmed principalities and powers, making a public spectacle of them and triumphing over them in it. And we were partakers with Him in that. He did that for us. We were identified with him in that victory. Hallelujah. And so we were raised up with him triumphant as well. See that in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Triumphant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And raised us up together. Hallelujah. When he was raised, we were raised up together. And made us sit together. Where? In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were part of that triumphant resurrection in the mind of God. Hallelujah. Raised us up together. Raised us up together. Oh, on this resurrection morning, we can say to ourselves, we were raised up together with him. We were made to sit together with him in the heavenly places. In the heavenly places. And in the previous verse, it talks about far above these principalities and powers that he triumphed over them. Raised together. Raised together. Raised together. That is what makes the Christian life triumphant. That is what makes the Christian life joyous. Jesus coming and dying. And not only dying, but when he was raised, we were raised up together with him. And when he was seated in the heavenly places, we were seated together with him. Hallelujah. That is the good news. That is the good news. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Raised up so we can walk in the heavenly lifestyle, in the heavenly lifestyle that he ordained for us to walk in. That wherever we go, people can smell the fragrance of heaven. Wherever we go, people can see Christ Jesus in us. Wherever we go, they can have a taste of where we are seated. Hallelujah. If you can put it that way. We are seated in heavenly places together with Christ. And so we are fragrances of heaven. We can go out into the world and have that heavenly fragrance with us. People can know that we have been with Jesus Christ. People can see the Lord Jesus Christ in us. They can see the difference in our lives and say, what is the difference about you? What is that makes you so different? I want to know your God. I want to know your Savior too. I want to have that heavenly lifestyle that I see you walking in. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God because they can see the difference in our lives. Hallelujah. Witnesses of his resurrection, raised up together and seated together with him in heavenly places, walking according to the way he prayed even when he was in the earth. Let your will be done in earth as it is done in heaven. We can go forth and be a reflection of the will of God for our lives, of the will of God for humanity. Hallelujah. And so this morning, in the name of Jesus, just be conscious of the fact that even as we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, you were raised together with him. Hallelujah. Raised together with him and seated in heavenly places. Seated far above those principalities and powers that he talked about. Triumphing over them in it. When he triumphed, that was our triumph too. Hallelujah. Just talking about it is exciting. And that is what he was saying. He wants us not just to read these scriptures. He wants us to know the resurrection power. Know it in reality in every area of our lives. In our marriages, in the lives of our children, in our businesses, or whatever we are doing at work. He wants this resurrection power and this life to be seen in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I pray that is the case in your life this morning. In Jesus' name. Know that you were raised up together with him. And seated in heavenly places. Far above all principality and powers. Hallelujah. Totally identified with him in that event. Raised together. Triumphant. That is the triumphant church. You are the triumphant one. You are the victorious one. And walking in that victory in every area of your life. Walking in that victory in every area of your life. You see, we were buried with him. Buried with him when he was buried, where he was buried. We were crucified. We were crucified with him. We were buried with him. And not only that, we were raised up. Raised up with him. Raised up with him. That is the good news of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is still performing his wonder-working power. God is still performing his wonder-working power in the lives of people today. In the lives of his church. He's still performing his wonder-working power. His resurrection power. It's the same power. It's the same life. It has not changed. It's still the same. It's still the same. Still the same power that is at work. I had a testimony of a certain gentleman. He went to church like this on a Resurrection Sunday, and the pastor was preaching, and he was talking about the fact that you will not die, but you will live to declare the works of God. And when he went home, he was going to turn on his TV, and he got electrocuted, and he died. Totally dead. The dead doctors confirmed him dead. They took him to the mortuary. He was dead. And then all of a sudden, when he came, he heard the words, you will not die, but you will live to declare the works of the Lord. You will not die, but you will live to declare the works of the Lord. And he came to himself and he's like, Where am I? What am I doing here? Opened his eyes. Jesus Christ raised him up. Opened his eyes, and then when he came out, the doctors and the nurses were like, you were confirmed dead. And so they had to be very sure and confirm that he was really alive. And they confirmed him alive. When he went to his household, the people had already started mourning and crying. He knocked on the door. And it sounds familiar, like when Peter was delivered from prison, when he knocked on the door, the people said that was the ghost of Peter. But no, God has supernaturally delivered Peter. That was the case in this young man's life. He was delivered. The people said, that's your ghost. No. They said, no, it's me. Jesus has raised me from the dead. Hallelujah. The same power, the same deliverance. He was raised back from the dead. So this morning, the resurrection power is enough for us. For our lives, no matter what you are faced with, no matter what the circumstances with, compared to this resurrection power, it is nothing. It is nothing at all. Whatever the issue of your life is, compared to that resurrection power, that he says that exceeding greatness of his power, which was exercised in the raising up of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Compared to that, what you are faced, you and I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, that power is already toward us, we believe. That is a very minor thing, whatever you may be faced with. It's a very minor thing for God to take care of. If he used that resurrection power, and he says he wants us to know that resurrection power, whatever you and I have faced with or have to deal with, it's nothing. With God, the Bible says that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You may consider the raising of somebody from the dead to be the most impossible thing. With God, may these words ring out, go with you. With God, there is nothing too hard for God, and nothing impossible to our Father. Nothing. I've come to believe that. There is nothing impossible. He has the power over that. He has the power over death. He destroyed him that had the power of death. And now he has the power over death. Now he's our risen Savior. Now we have resurrected with him. And so in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that you walk in that resurrection power. Hallelujah. May that resurrection power be made alive in your life this morning. Be conscious of it. Think about it. That power is already toward you if you are a believer. Thank God. Thank God for his word this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word this morning. That power is already toward us who believe. So we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, talk to God this morning. Say, I have heard your word. Your power, that same resurrection power that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, is already toward us who believe. Pray and talk to God and say, God, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection be made conformable unto his death and unto his likeness. I want to know you, Lord, more than ever before. And not only know you, but know the power of your resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to him this morning. To know him and to know his power. In the name of Jesus. At work in your life every day. And not only that, to put to death. When he died, put to death every deed of the body that doesn't conform to his lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, talk to him this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Thank you that he is alive. Thank you that he is alive. And because he lives, we shall live also. Because he lives, we walk in this resurrection life. In the name of Jesus, this morning, everything that is dead in our life that is supposed to come alive, in Jesus' name, I speak life into every dead circumstance, into every dead situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And if you are listening as well, and you say, I've heard the word of God, I want this power to be at work in my life as well. I want to know him and to know his life and his power. I don't know him this morning. Maybe you are here. And you don't know him. Or you are listening. And you don't know him. Just say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe in my heart the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I confess him today as my Lord and my Savior. And thank you, Lord, I'm saved. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, for everyone here, Lord. May we see that resurrection power at work in our lives today and throughout our Christian walk. No defeat anymore in our lives, but triumphing and walking in the victory that has been purchased for us. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.